This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog for the Pulse of New Hampshire, and joining me now is a Renaissance man. He is an athlete. He is an author. He is a dancer. He is a swell dresser. He is a doting grandfather. Also, he is the longest running host on the Pulse of New Hampshire with curly hair, and that streak will continue, my friend. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio once again.
Thank you. Thank you for that sterling introduction. Always, I'm going to bring you everywhere. Now that the society is opening up again, I'm making speeches in the community again. I'm going to drag you along with me.
I appreciate
and,
it.
And you might have to add to the intro that one of my passions beyond oral health and customer service and sports is, of course, education, which is appropriate for my two guests today. Ellie Cochran, who's a council member and chair of the fundraising component of Manchester Proud, and Barry Bresinger, who is the council coordinator and really founder of Manchester Proud. So thank you two for joining me on the show today.
Great to be here, Tom.
Two great friends, two great community leaders. Your reach goes way, way above just Manchester Proud. But of course, we'll focus today on Manchester Proud. But one of the feedback I always get from the show is people like to know people's background. So, I mean, Ellie, your bio could probably take up the first half of the show. So, but maybe you could summarize your community career, which has been outstanding, including most recently the getting the award that was awesome that night, the garden party. And of course, Barry as well has done many things. But why don't you both describe a little bit about your professional community and work history, then we'll get right into Manchester Proud.
Well, at this point, I'm retired, but I've always been involved in fundraising in a wide variety of things. And the Moore Center is just an example because we do have a child with developmental disabilities. But education has always been very important to me. I worked in education for a very long time. And making the community the best place it can be is where I like to hang out. So I'll pass it on to Barry.
That's very understated, but... Thank you. And of course, Barry's been a community leader for many, many years, including chair of the Charitable Foundation and also another Goodwin winner, but the Neighborhood Works component. So that's pretty cool to have two awards named. Anyway, go ahead, Barry.
Thanks, Tom. Been in New Hampshire for a little over 40 years now, moved here in the late 70s, and became a founding partner in what remains LaVallee Brensinger Architects. We have offices in Manchester, Portland, and Boston. I am pretty much in Ellie's state of retirement from that work and have been fortunate to spend pretty much full time the last 4 years or so working on Manchester Proud, a community movement to improve the public schools in the city of Manchester, and am absolutely passionate about that work, our kids and our schools.
Amazing. It's been amazing. Of course, just the spirit of transparency for the listening audience. I was chair of the State Board of Education for several years and on the state board for many years. And, you know, Delta Dental has been a sponsor of Manchester Proud, along with other companies and also organizations, you know, such as Bring It. So this is a real, you know, passionate of mine. You're starting to touch on it. So why don't you, Barry, take us back to the summer of 2017 when the New Hampshire Union Leader sort of published a report on the state of New Hampshire schools, which weren't focused specifically on Manchester, but certainly that was a big component. And then what caused you to get energized about this, including getting business leaders to understand that, it would be hard to bring in, this was pre-pandemic when we had a labor shortage, that it would be hard to bring in, you know, C-level executives, you know, if the school systems, weren't up to snuff. So bring us back to 2017, and then I'll ask Ellie to bring us forward from there. So,
sure. So 2017 had been part of the Manchester business community for several decades and live in the city, thought I knew the city. And frankly, my kids had been out of school for some time, so I wasn't really focused on Manchester Public Schools. And I read that article, scratched my head a bit and said, is this really the state of public school education in Manchester? And had some casual conversations with Ellie and Arthur Sullivan and Bob Baines and a few other folks. And we decided to meet informally at Patty Lynott's office. She was the then president of the campus at Southern New Hampshire University nearby. And we just started having conversations about the schools and wonderings, you know, wondering what the reality was. We decided to start visiting schools. We invited the superintendent to join our meetings, Dr. Vargas at the time, and he very graciously agreed. And as we learned more, one of the things we learned was that there is a need for more community engagement in schools if we're going to make them great. And the Manchester School District had a strategic plan which had expired. There were no immediate plans to renew it. And so we came upon this idea, suppose that we privately raise the funds to create a visionary plan for the future of the schools that is grassroots, community-driven, and really engaging for the broader community.
You know, when you say that your kids long since graduated, really, to me, it adds, you know, credibility, you know, to your passion. I mean, obviously, if your kids were in the school district, you'd say, well, he's doing that as a self-serving, but this is really for the community. We're going to circle back to the core beliefs and so on and so forth. But Ellie, in the spirit of you and Syl Dupuy are the number one and two, 1A and 1A fundraisers in the state. That we must stop there and say that the website is manchesterproud.org. And since you are somewhat responsible, I think, for some of the fundraising, maybe you can tell the listening audience how you developed the fundraising strategy, and that it's all from, you know, private benefactors and, you know, and corporations. And this is your opportunity to make a pitch to the listening audience, which does include, you know, CEOs that I know can write a check.
Well, thank you. Actually, Arthur Sullivan and I were co-chairs of the fundraising, and this was really important to Arthur because he was beginning to hear from people that they didn't want to move to Manchester because of the school district. And we knew there were great things going on. So we approached the business community. We approached some of the private foundations like the Bean Foundation, Cogswell, some of the others, and we had a terrific fundraising team. It wasn't just Arthur and I. We had a team made up of council members, and we really sat down and talked about how the community could change if we put a little more attention and spread the net wider around education. And the good news on that is that we were really able to raise close to $1 million within a very short period of time that we've been able to spread out over the years. We have one paid employee, and the rest is all volunteer effort. So it has, and people have come back for multiple years to support the work that we're doing because we aren't done. The strategic plan was approved, but there is a lot to do, and we continue to try to engage the community in that process. So
great. The website is manchesterproud.org. And I think one of the things that I thought was really successful in your early fundraising and current fundraising is bringing in, you know, some CEOs that maybe haven't been as quite as engaged, you know, in the process because they saw, you know, that they were having trouble, you know, landing executives if the young family was reluctant to settle in Manchester for whatever perceived or real, you know, challenges, you know, with the school system. And I might add, and you know this, having done all your research, that when we used to host New Hampshire Board of Education board meetings at local schools, I mean, there are some terrific, terrific teachers and principals. Brandon, for example, at Hillside, had a conversation with him and his Bring It program. So there are so many passionate teachers and principals in the Manchester school system. And to me, what, you know, what we we really needed was that sort of, you know, common thread to get everybody, you know, rowing in the same direction. And clearly you've really impacted that in a positive way. So Barry, if you were to summarize the core beliefs in the mission of Manchester Proud, how would you summarize that for us?
Manchester Proud is about bringing all of Manchester together to engage in the making of exceptional public schools. And we're doing that because we believe that our public schools are a vital community asset. That and there's just tons of research to support the fact that there's a direct correlation between education and prosperity, good jobs, health and wellness, public safety, culture. All of those critical elements of our community are rooted in the quality of our public schools. And so we also fundamentally believe that in the 21st century, life for our kids, life in our schools is complicated enough that we can't just look to our teachers and school administrators to do the job for us. Great schools has to be a community enterprise.
Absolutely. And in an earlier show, earlier this spring, I had the new superintendent, Dr. Jennifer Gillis, on. And I think now with that type of alignment and a school board, I think I really do think the future is bright. So again, the website is manchesterproud.org. I see J-Dog. That means he's nudging me to a commercial or something. So, Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, let's take a quick commercial break here on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This is a great conversation that Tom is having with Barry Brensinger and Ellie Cochran of Manchester Proud, and we'll have more of it here on the Pulse of New Hampshire after this. We're back. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, alongside Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And I was derelict in my duty in the beginning, Tom, when I intro'd you. Eddie Papowski's number one fan. Don't forget that, folks. Eddie Papowski's number one fan.
And probably Barry and Ellie, the only two people that even know who Eddie Papowski is. But he was the third base coach on the 1967 Red Sox. So in those days, when there was a foul ball, they would throw the ball back to the pitcher. Nowadays, they just throw the ball out. And he had this flip. He would do it behind his back or something. It was, you know, really, really, really terrific. But this is about Manchester Proud. So again, the manchesterproud.org. You can email outreach@manchesterproud.org or visit manchesterproudcompass.org. So you've done a lot. So maybe starting with you, Barry, you take a little bit, and then Ellie. What do you say are your most specific accomplishments in the past 4 years? And I know that coming up on September 17th after Labor Day, you have something called Celebrate ED. So maybe you can split that up and tell us, you know, what has been accomplished over the last 4 years. I think we're rolling in the right direction for sure. I also know it's the proverbial journey without a finish line. So, but I do think now we're in alignment and on the right track. But Barry, what do you think are the biggest things you've accomplished in the last 4 years?
Well, it began with the development of the strategic plan, and we undertook about a year and a half of community engagement. We heard from 10,000 Manchester residents what their interests, concerns, visions of our public schools were. And that translated into a plan with three overarching goals: grow our learners, grow our educators, and grow our system. And the plan was adopted by our Board of School Committee in February of 2020, and great progress has been made on implementing the plan. So we could talk about that, some of the details of that, if you wish, Tom. But one other point I would make that I think is absolutely crucial is the community engagement in and the board's adoption of the plan, I think, was the beginning of a new perception. And I don't want to overstate this, but I think it has led to newer, younger, engaging folks running for school board, as an example. Our school board has been transformed in the last few years. And it wouldn't be fair for Manchester Proud to take sole credit for that. But it certainly takes partial credit. Who would have thought that in 2021, the Manchester School Board could, and in fact was, the New Hampshire School Board of the Year? And that was unimaginable 3 or 4 years ago. So I think culturally, the district is changing, and that's absolutely fundamental to building its greatness.
So on the second point of growing our educators, Ellie, you can take that one. You know, expanding professional development. And by the way, I'm really excited about the alignment, the new superintendent, the new school board, the new emerging leaders, really engaging. And for business leaders, quite candidly, to understand that this is better for business, all the points that you made, it's better for everything if you have a good school system. But maybe, Ellie, you can talk a little bit about what we mean by growing our educators and growing our system.
Well, one of the things that we heard loud and clear was that there needed to be some professional development across the district. And so that is now happening. And training for trauma, responsive and culturally sensitive training. I spent a day with a principal within the city, and I couldn't believe all she had to deal with in the course of the day and the wide variety. And as many people know, there are about 90 different dialects that are spoken. There's a lot that goes on that they have to deal with, and they have children that are in trauma. So one of the other things that we've done over this has worked to hire a director of equity who is also working across the district to help the teachers, to help the students, to see what's going on, because Manchester has a very diverse population and a very high number that are in poverty. And so it changes the dynamics entirely when you're in a classroom. And Barry's much, much closer to all of this than I am. But the other aspect of this that we've done is this whole network of community partnerships as well. And the person that is really bringing the businesses in and talking about, you can't teach the way you did when we were in school because things have changed so dramatically, but really the curricula hasn't changed the way it needs to, and to bring the community in. And that's what our program partnership person is doing.
And that's awesome. And just as an aside, I know Fred Bramante is working on a group that's working on what is called the 306 rules to sort of make all of this, built into policy where you can, you can get your credits, by being at a business and, being in the accounting department or whatever. So Barry, tell us about those type of partnerships. That must be incredibly rewarding for you that you've been able to, you and your team and Ellie and everybody have been able to galvanize, the business community behind this, because, for a lot of years, when I would talk to other CEOs about this, it was kind of viewed as, well, that's really, not my problem. But now I think people do understand that if businesses and the education system collaborate, it's better for all of us. And we have another group called the New Hampshire Coalition for Business and Education, as you know, and that's basically what that's all about, having business leaders and educators collaborate. But what were some of your secrets to success there, Barry?
Well, the whole partnership issue has a couple of critical ramifications. One is if part of our core mission is to engage community, certainly an important part of the community engages are the not-for-profits in Manchester and the business community. And we realized early on that while a lot of those partnerships existed in schools, there was no system of that across the district. So they weren't organized. They weren't focused on strategic needs of the district necessarily, but just kind of what happened on a school by school basis. And so our idea was, let's develop a robust network of school to community partnerships where all of that work is aligned, where it's equitably distributed across all of the schools, and where we can communicate a strong enough sense of purpose to bring new partners into that fold. So Ellie mentioned Manchester Proud has one paid employee, and that is our new community partnerships coordinator, Amy Karaj. And she is out on the streets once a month. We now have a meeting of about 60 not-for-profit organizations in Manchester. We call it Compass Live. And it's to align their work and to make sure that it is most intentionally focused on the most critical needs of the Manchester School District. And we've developed the Compass, a community portal, and I hope that your listeners will check it out. It's pretty spectacular.
And that's Manchester Proud Compass, all one word, dog. I am so excited because I've always said this. We have all these jewels, like we have the Courier and all. So all of these things were happening, the extended learning opportunities. But now to have the common thread and the sharing of that is, that's absolutely terrific. I'm so happy to hear that. And the ManchesterProudCompass.org portal must be exciting to look at. And I'm sure, Amy, there's no lack of nonprofits, right? So Amy's probably out every night, right?
She is a very busy person, and the Compass has grown. It's there for all of the students, families, teachers, business partners, organizations in our community. It addresses everything from out of school programs to classroom resources, college and career, teacher professional development, health and mental health services. Basically, it's a one-stop place to go for current detailed information available in 8 languages. Wow. To access all of those supports and services for our kids in schools.
You know, in preparing for the show, I kind of went through that, through the portal. It's amazing. And for parents listening to this show and business leaders, you don't have to have inside baseball knowledge. You can just go on there. I mean, that was always, when I was at the State Board, the Department of Ed website was really good, but you kind of had to be in the know to kind of know how to navigate. This one, you can go on, click on something, and you can get all that information. That is terrific. Now, you have something coming up on September 17th, Celebrate ED. So, Ellie, you want to take that one?
But I'm going to call it Celebrate Ed.
Celebrate Ed, okay.
Celebrating Education.
And all right.
It is, last year we had an amazing, amazing day. People come from all over the city, families. It's an opportunity for them to come. Every child gets a book, free food. There's entertainment. Businesses and organizations have tables so they can share their information. Comic-Con is happening at the same time, and they're going to be part of the event, and it's down at Veterans Park.
Yeah.
I know it started with a V, but it is an amazing event, and we hope that people will bring their families and come and enjoy the community together.
Awesome. That's Celebrate Ed. Awesome. So that's September 17th. What are the time parameters?
It starts at 10, Tom, and runs till 5 with so nonstop activities.
Nonstop and action. No excuse. We can all get there, right?
Yeah, and go to the Fisher Cats after. It's great.
That's even better. Wow, that Delta Dental Stadium.
That's correct.
So ManchesterProud.org, ManchesterProudCompass.org, Celebrate Ed on September 17th. I'm telling you, I am so energized and so happy that you took an interest in this, Barry, because getting the common thread was, you know, so important. So I'll give you the last word, Barry. One, if you would summarize the future in 30 seconds, take it from there.
So the future is great schools in Manchester. We're off to a good start because, as Ellie said, there are already so many wonderful things happening. We need to celebrate them. We need to come together as a community and build upon them. They're absolutely essential to our collective future. And it's fun work.
It's fun work.
You've
given it the common thread. And like I say, you know, there's so many great principals like Brendan, and this new superintendent's great, and the teacher. So our future is bright. Jay, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. This is a great resource, and all the dialect and the languages as well that the website has is even better. It is a great guide for education and just resources in general.
Phenomenal portal, by the way. Yeah. So again, if you want to donate or get in touch, manchesterproud.org, and the compass is manchesterproudcompass.org. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Ellie, for what you've accomplished and will continue to accomplish for the Manchester school system as well as the community at large. We appreciate you.
Thank you for the invitation to be here.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio wraps up here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. For Barry Brenzinger of Manchester Proud, as well as Ellie Cochran of Manchester Proud, I am J-Dog, and that is Tom Raffio, and we will have another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio down the line here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.